Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Team.
Expert Trevor.
Trevor Long joins us. Good morning, my friend.
Oh, I'm in the middle of playing Mario Brothers.
Are you really?
Yeah, I thought I could hear something there.
Is that how you spend your mornings?
Don't you?
I love that tune. What are you playing it on? Are you going old school or are you playing it on a new machine?
Do you remember the little handheld Game
Boy
and Watch?
Oh.
So it was just a screen in the middle, little D-pad on the left and a couple of buttons on the right, literally smaller than a mobile phone today. They remade those in a kind of modern version so the games load quicker. There's a couple of versions on there. So it's called a Game & Watch Super Mario Brothers.
Game & Watch. Interesting.
Oh, that'd be worth these days, Trev, if you wanted to get one.
Look, an original one would, if it was in good nick, would be worth hundreds. But you can buy these ones for about $150.
That's online. Cheap.
If you're smart enough to find one somewhere, yeah.
That's a great gift.
Trevor, you are a tech expert. What happens to retro technology? Is there a graveyard for it? I mean, fax machines came up on our show quite by accident yesterday.
Yeah.
Fax machines is probably the one thing I don't have here in the office. I mean, I think there's probably a lot of people like me who just have a lot of crazy old stuff. Like I got my Commodore 64. I don't know if you guys remember the thing that came after the Rubik's Cube. It was this weird kind of foldy-up Rubik's thing with three rings on it. I got one of those.
No.
Yeah, very cool.
Sounds cool.
You know, people like me just hold on to them, but most of it just gets thrown away and trashed.
And when you're holding on to it, is it because you're holding out to sell it for heaps of money in like another 25 years?
No, I don't think. I think people perceive that holding on to something for a long time is going to end up in big money, but it's not. Unless it's in mint condition, you never opened it. These things are really worthless. It's more a sentimental value.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, often in my job, it's nice to go, look how far we've come and, you know, show the old Super Mario and compare it to, you know, computer gaming on an iPhone today. It's phenomenal.
It's pretty wild. And I mean, we're only going to get faster technology and more high speed gadgets. And so, I mean, it's
sometimes
endless.
It's nice to introduce your kids as you move into a new generation to the way it was, not just because it's cool, but also because it gives them appreciation for how good it is today. I say to my kids, listen, this Commodore 64 here, this was my first computer. And it took me, if we wanted to play Arnie's Armchair Cricket or America's Cup, it took an hour and 20 minutes to load the game on the cassette.
Yeah.
And then you'd play the game for 10 minutes, go, yeah, I'm done.
And then
walk away.
Bored. Yes.
Like, what the heck? So kids these days, it's all instant. So
I love
that. I think it's nice sometimes to kind of reflect on how good you've got it, young folk.
Yeah. They can't appreciate it.
Do you know what I reckon they should do? This would be a good one for school holidays, right? Is they could do like a retro tech educational class at school holiday camp for kiddos. So instead of going to a place where they get all the latest gadgets, they go and they get an education in all the old, and you've got to teach them how to send a fax, show them a dial-up internet connection.
Give them a cassette and a pencil and ask them what to do with the two.
Yes!
Well, this morning, you missed it on the show, Trev, but we asked Hayley, who's 23, who works on this show. She'd never even heard of a fax machine, didn't even know what it did or anything about it.
I know,
not
it's
a
really
thing.
Amazing.
She'd
you know
seen
what?
It in movies. That was it.
Come through for the first time. I still think genuinely it's a very cool bit of technology.
Yeah.
But I just think we've moved on, haven't we?
Well, look, and a lot of things do come back around. I mean, look at vinyl at the moment. That's come around big time. Hey, 131060, any retro tech you're still rocking or you're still holding on to, we'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yes.
Floppy disks, has anyone got those sort of just hanging around?
Pages?
Not just the 3-inch ones, 5 inches.
Five inches, baby.
Floppy disk.
Yes.
Again, Hayley looks so confused.
Yes,
and look, if anyone's massively, massively into gaming, there's a store down in the south of Sydney. So it's a good hour and a half's drive, but in Penn, so it's called The Gamesman, and they have a games museum. They have every retro game and console. I'm taking my kids on Sunday. It's a great
That's
thing
cool.
to bring the kids to.
That's a cool family outing. Yeah.
All right, Retro Tech 131060 this morning. We want to quickly ask you about these Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
It's all happening this weekend.
It's a bookended weekend of online sales. How do you get the best deals, Trev?
I mean, obviously shop around, but here's the thing. You can, even with a traditional bricks and mortar retailer, say JB Hi-Fi, if you are online and you think, oh, that's a good price, but I can do better, ring them, so you physically phone the store and tell them you've got a better deal. They will send you a text or an email with an updated shopping cart with the updated price, so you can shop online and still drive a bargain like you would in store.
Yes, that's a great tip.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I find a lot of these things are on special most of the time. If you do a little bit of digging or you put it on Google and you hit sale or whatever, it'll come up most of the time anyway.
And look, also, a lot of them are 10 or 15% off, but you've got to look for those doozies. I'm not going to lie. I spent $1,000 last night because I saw the Samsung folding phone, the flip.
Yeah.
It's normally $2,000. It was $999. JB, I went, nah, I'm getting that. I just had to have it, right? And that's 50% off. That's a proper Black Friday sale.
Okay.
So
that's how they
get less than 50% off. That's Trevor Long's advice. Yeah. If it's less than 50% off, it's not a bargain.
Yeah, you got sucked in, man. I didn't think you'd get sucked into the sales, but
you did.
Nor did my wife, so don't tell her.
There it is.
All right, EFTM.com is Trev's website as well. If you're into tech or you want to find out more, especially heading into Christmas, that is the website for you. Thanks for joining us this morning,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, buddy.
Chat soon.
Gaundy and Maz.
Parents are being warned not to splash out on Christmas gifts for teachers. What?
This is news to me.
You're not a teacher or a parent,
no, I know,
so it really would be news to you.
I've been a student. And I've never bought my teacher a gift.
So here's the interesting thing. The warning has come from the New South Wales government, and the warning has said to parents, do not splash out on gifts for teachers because it could look like bribery. The government has also issued a warning to teachers saying if you receive a gift over the value of $50, you've got to return it. You've got to say no. You've got to decline.
Well, I'll speak on behalf of my dad. Yep. Never bought a...
So he never bought your... So this is... Look, 131060. I want to take calls on this for sure. So I would love to talk to teachers who are scoring heaps of great gifts from all of the parents, all the children. And I'd love to talk to parents who, like, I'm just trying to get my head in the game of, like, having a kid at primary school. Because little Henry's only 20 months old. Like, he's, you know, we're a few years away from school. But I'm thinking if he had a really excellent primary school teacher, I would probably want to show my gratitude to the teacher by getting them a little gift at the end of the year, maybe, if they've done a good job with my child.
That's nice. How does it be construed as bribery, though? Well, because, what are you trying to bribe them for? Some results?
Some good grades.
Some good grades.
But less detentions.
End of the year, though. Aren't the grades done?
Maybe a bit of no hat, no play. Well, my kid has no hat, but I gave you a $50 Bunnings voucher, so maybe you should let my kid play in the playground. And I think it can open up an awkward conversation that could be misconstrued as a bit of bribery.
Yeah, right.
Which is hey, you love a good bribe.
Right, for sure.
You take a good bribe under the table. Like, if you were the teacher, you'd be accepting the $50 gifts and not declaring. The warning would be directed at you.
Yeah, look, 13.
Mr. Gaunt.
131060. We'll take. Hey, if you've tried to bribe a teacher before,
I just want to know. This has obviously come from somewhere because it's so serious that the government is issuing a warning. Like, we get warnings about hurricanes and, like, really life-threatening stuff, and this is under the same guise. This is a warning. Do not do this. But if you are, or you were thinking about it, let us know. Let's have the conversation.
Let's go straight to a teacher. Kelly.
Kelly.
Hello.
What should we say? Good morning, Mrs.
Jarwood.
Jarwood.
Jarwood, yeah.
Jarwood,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Get that right. That's
so
important.
Is this a thing? Is this a thing?
The $50 is actually in our code of conduct. It always has been.
Right.
Okay.
We're not allowed to receive any gift over $50. And if we do, we have to give it back or declare it to our principal.
Do parents give you... And by the way, can I say that you do a fabulous job being a teacher. I think that
you guys do
a wonderful, wonderful job. Do parents give you gifts at the end of the year? Is it a common thing, even if it's under the $50? I mean, $50 is a lot to spend.
Yeah, that's right. It is common, but it's reducing. I can remember 20 years ago, nearly every child in the class would give you a present. Now it's only a few.
What were you getting 20 years ago?
Yeah. So you get things like soap, might be a hint, but
a smelly teacher.
Smelly stuff. Oh, that's hilarious.
And what was the best thing you ever got?
Well, I think the best thing I ever got was a letter from a parent that just thanked me. Thanked me for everything I'd done and how I'd changed their child's life. And I keep that. Oh, I keep everything. But, yeah, they're the best. And all the handmade gifts. One of my boys made me a key ring holder, and it was a key, and he'd made it himself. And they're the best.
That's cute.
Lovely.
Yeah, one of my boys who would not write for me all year, and, you know, he's an adult now. And so at the end of the year, he'd written me a story.
Oh, see, that's cute.
Isn't it?
That's really beautiful.
And what, and five grand didn't just fall out of the letter that you just sort of favoured that kid?
No.
Nothing? No, nothing good like that? Okay.
No.
All right, well, it pays to be a teacher by the sound of things and gifts anyway.
Is there an expectation by you or the faculty that you will be given gifts from parents or teachers at the end of the school year? Is there an expectation, or is it just a nice bonus if it happens?
Yeah, it's just a nice bonus if it happens. And,
okay.
And, you know, we appreciate that it's a three-way street. We all work together, so we don't expect them at all.
Okay.
At all.
Well, look, thanks for calling our show, Kelly.
Thanks,
you got some
Ellen.
Sweet, sweet holidays coming up, am I right?
Yeah.
Or what, at this time of the year?
So many holidays.
This is the best time of year.
Good on you, babe.
I've had a holiday. I'll work holiday.
Well, look, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling us. Let's go to Joe from Port Macquarie, because, Joe, you are a gift giver.
I am, yes.
Hi, Joe. So this is for your child's teacher?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you get? Are you allowed to give the gift that you give?
Well, I hide it very well when I give it to her.
Oh, I love this.
This is good.
How do you do that?
I make sure it's in a gift bag and that it's covered by other stuff so that nobody else can see what's in the bag.
What do you get? Are you allowed to say what you give your kid's teacher?
Yeah, I can say. I give her a bottle of scotch.
There you go. Does she appreciate that?
She has well and truly deserved it.
Yes.
Wow. Now, is that gift over $50?
This year it was.
Bribes.
But
so
she's leaving, so she's already got it because she's actually taking, she's leaving the school.
Oh, okay. So that's more, it's a farewell gift, so that it's a different category of gift.
Yeah, she's fleeing the country after all that, those gifts you've given her over the years. Time for her to move
I'm
on.
I'm sure that she appreciates
does
that.
Does it pay off for you, though, Jo? Do you feel like she's favoured your kids over the years, even just slightly, you know?
No, so this particular teacher is a support unit teacher.
Right.
So she has a classroom full of teenage boys, all with behavioural issues.
That's right.
So she has well and truly earned that bottle of
scotch. There you go.
she's gonna enjoy those holidays, I reckon, because she'll need to regroup and reset. But you said, so she's leaving the school. Is she retiring?
No, she's going to a different school where her daughter, because she's got a young daughter who's starting school, going to work at the school where her daughter is.
So keep a real eye on her daughter,
I love that, Joe. Thanks for calling our show this morning.
Babe.
I love the hiding of it, you know, just the little sneaky little makes the gift more.
I don't know if we're allowed to do
intriguing.
That anymore. I don't know if Joe's going to get in a bit of trouble.
No, Joe'll be fine. Bit of fun, guys.
Fun.
She's making it up, if anyone asks us.
Yeah, Joe's just having a big old lie on the radio.
131060, if you'd like to do Alpha Bucks this morning. We play next. Gaundi and Maz,
the Wellness Rebellion. So the Wellness Rebellion has kicked off this week, guys. It's a four-week program that I have designed to help everybody get a little bit closer to their health and wellness goals before the end of the year. We kicked off on Monday. If you signed up but you haven't started, it's okay. Make today the day. So you can go to our social pages, hit New South Wales Breakfast, and you can actually watch lesson number one, which we released this week, to get you started. What I found interesting, there's so many people trying to do so many different things, Gaundi. You're doing meditation every morning.
Every morning before the show. 10 minutes, knocked it off, have not missed a day.
We spoke to Tamara yesterday. She's trying to drink less V energy drinks. She's up to 3 litres a day, so she's cutting back on that, which is really cool.
The great thing about this is every morning I go, I have to do it because I've committed to this well. This rebellion thing. So this, it's keeping me accountable, which is good.
Fantastic. Yeah. And going down the list, a lot of people, they want to stop eating so much sugar. They want to start exercising more to maybe lose a little bit of weight. Somebody's trying to save up some money for a holiday. And I was going down the list of all these amazing listeners of ours who are participating in the Wellness Rebellion, and I stumbled on this name, Glenn. And I was like, That's my husband.
He joins us now on the air.
Hi, darling.
Hey, darling. Hey, Dawndy. How are you?
How are you, man? You still love this song?
Yeah, sure. Great
it
song.
Is good, isn't
great
it?
Song. Hey, babe, I'm really proud of you for signing up to the Wellness Rebellion. And what? So can you tell everyone what's the health and wellness thing that you're committing to?
Yeah, I thought I should support you. But
thanks, babe. I love that.
Mine is just a structured exercise. So obviously I do my weight stuff here at home.
Yeah.
But some days I do love a cheeky nap. So
you do have a nap?
Those days I want to do something different to have a nap. So I'll stretch or I'll do a bit of yoga or something like that.
And you've been smashing it all this week. I've been super proud of you. And I wanted to encourage you. I know, like, we live together, but sometimes we don't get to have these conversations. So...
Oh, that's nice.
You're doing great,
babe. I love how committed you are to the point where you even signed up on the website.
That's what I love.
And Maz spotted your name there. See, I'm doing it, but I haven't gone and signed up.
And the good thing with,
commitment,
the fact
man.
That Glenn has signed up means, like, then you're getting the email that I send out on Wednesday to everybody. Yeah. It means you can watch the lessons online. So you're in on the whole program and you don't have to just, you know, listen to me all the time in your face
no,
live.
But then I still see you on the email. So
yeah, that's annoying. Soz.
Double up. Double up on Maz.
Well, I just wanted to encourage you. You're doing great.
Oh, thanks, darling. I just want to say, Dawndy, it's the same as you're keeping me accountable. So if I sign up for it, then I've got to do it.
That's yes. what it
and
is.
I can't let Maz down. It's her segment. So.
Exactly.
Yes.
And she's your wife.
There's so much pressure on you, babe. Can we quickly talk to... Thank you, darling. I'll let you get on. How's Henry? Is he good? Yeah, he's great.
He's okay. good? Yep.
Yeah, Henry's okay. good? Yep. Yeah, okay, great. Enough chat about Henry. I just want to quickly talk to Melissa, who signed up for the Wellness Rebellion. She is on 131060 right now. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, guys.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, darling. Now, you signed up for the Wellness Rebellion.
Yes, I did.
So yep.
What was the one thing you wanted to do every day?
I would like to take my dog for a walk every day.
Now, what's your dog's name?
Her name is Maisie, and she's super cute.
Of course she is, because she's your pet. Mm-hmm. Melissa, dare I ask, how many days this week have you and Maisie gone for that gorgeous walk together?
No days.
Okay. Now, this is why.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise. You don't have to apologise. But what I want you to do, so we're only in Friday of week number one, and this might be the case for other people who have signed up, who have thought about signing up, and you're not really sure. Here's the thing, Melissa. Seize the day today. What's been stopping you going for a walk this week? Is it work? Are you busy? Are you tired?
I think a combination of all those things. It's the end of school term. We're all pretty tired and,
everyone's exhausted. But what I know will happen is when you and Maisie go for that walk, it's going to energise you and you're going to feel better. And you've got all day. What are we, 7:30 on Friday in the morning? You've got the whole day to jam that walk in. Maybe it's as soon as you get home from school this arvo. Maybe it's then, like before you relax, kick off your shoes, unstrap your bra. I love that feeling, by the way, at the end of the day. Maybe grab Maisie's lead and go straight away, or like after dinner, going for a walk around the block will help with your digestion after your dinner tonight. So there are my ideas.
That's a great idea.
Do your very best to get stuck into it today, and then tomorrow will be easier, and then the next day, and then before you know it, it's a daily habit.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
You got it, girl.
Maisie will absolutely love it too.
Maisie's going to love
it. I wish we had the same level of excitement to get out of the house as our dogs do. Because
they love it.
You'd be bounding
it's
out, wouldn't you?
Highlight of their day.
Come on, Melissa, you can get it done for us, for yourself.
Yes, I'll do it.
And for Maisie.
Good stuff.
Yes, I love this.
If you want to be a part of this, you can actually text. It's very easy to text the word wellness to our text line number 04800 18900. Simply text the word wellness, 04800 18900.
Yeah, and we'll just send you everything you need to know to get started. So it's the four-week plan we have already kicked off, but lesson one is still available, and we're going to drop lesson two on Monday.
You ready? Gawndy and Maz, the Hit Break the Show.